And the Spirit entered into me. When he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. Hello, welcome to Parousia Extension with my controller Damola David. Get set, raise up for an encounter of a lifetime. Be blessed as you listen.
Hello, dear friend. Thank you for joining me again. I really appreciate it, and I do not take you for granted. I'm sure that after listening to this broadcast, you are going to be supernaturally blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you on the subject relevance and influence. Of course, I'm talking about kingdom relevance and kingdom influence. Praise God. I want to share from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. Just follow me. I'm sure that you're going to be too blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Now, if you continue to read downwards, you begin to see the prophecy about Jesus. The prophet Isaiah began to prophesy, you know, yes, before Jesus was born, declaring the mouth of the Lord, declaring the word of the Lord, declaring the possibility that is coming upon the earth. Hallelujah. But you know, different, you see, it is not enough that there was a prophecy hanging on Jesus' head. It is not enough that there were many other prophets who had declared ahead of time that there was going to be a Messiah. There are some of us like that. We have prophecies hanging upon our lives and our destinies. Before we were giving birth to them, you know, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of the Lord about our lives. And then, you know, we sit down to say, yes, the word of God has said it to me. You know, God said, I'm going to be a very great person. I'm going to be a man of influence. I'm going to be a man whose relevance is out of this world. Beautiful prophecy. But you see, brothers and sisters, it takes more than just prophecy. You need to get to the point in your life where you can turn prophecies into realities. Hallelujah. It is, you know, it is expedient that you leave that realm of prophecy. It is expedient that you find the strategy in the kingdom that turns prophecy into reality. Praise God forever. And although Jesus Christ was not born yet at this point in time, there were series and a number of prophecies about it. Praise God. And the Bible said that in Matthew also, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John began to declare how that the Spirit of the Lord was going to brood upon Mary, and then she was going to give birth to Jesus. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Now the prophecy was still hanging on Jesus' head. But then Bible began to explain to us in the book of Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read Luke chapter 2 from verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Bible began to declare, it says that, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Bible says that, and the child, the baby Jesus, grew. One of the ways to convert prophecy into reality is by growing. Praise God. Jesus did not just stay at the point where he knew that he was the Messiah. He grew. He stepped up his game. Hallelujah. He grew. He said that, and this baby Jesus, this child, grew. And he didn't just grow in the Bible, that he waxed strong. Amen. He waxed strong in the spirit. Notice the progression. He grew, and then he waxed strong in the spirit. And then he was not filled with wisdom. Hallelujah. And then the grace of God was upon him. He did not just see them say, yes, I am the one that was prophesied in Isaiah 11. Perhaps that he grew, he waxed strong in the spirit. He was not lazy. He was not playing around. He was not jogging up and down. He was not having a good time. He was not strolling from pillar to post. Perhaps that he engaged himself. Wow. Hallelujah. He engaged himself deliberately and intentionally. Praise God. You see, many people want to become great people, influential people, people of relevance. You see, you don't become this by having good intentions or great intentions. You become a man with relevance and influence by being intentional. Hallelujah. Jesus was very intentional about his growth. Perhaps that the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit. Perhaps that he was not filled with wisdom. Look what the Bible said, that when he got talking with the doctors of the law, perhaps that he was asking questions. He got an engagement with the doctors of the law. This was not just because he was Christ. Amen. He engaged himself. He was not lazing around. He was not sleeping and just sipping juice. He was not just cruising around one of them. I was like, he engaged himself. Because of that engagement, he began to wax strong in the spirit. And then he was not filled with wisdom. Amen. And the grace of the Lord was upon him. Praise the Lord. Let me show you from John chapter 15 to show that he really grew. John chapter 15 is one powerful revelation on the show today. Jesus said, I am the vine. John 15 verse 1 said, I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Wow, did you get that? I thought in Isaiah chapter 11, it was prophesied to be a branch that would come out of the stem of Jesse. But now in John chapter 15, after a thorough, intentional time of growing, he began to declare in John 15 verse 1, said, now I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. It was no longer a branch. It was no longer what was prophesied. He had already become the reality. Hallelujah. He had already become the reality of the testament that was spoken of. Friend, if you will become the reality of what God has destined for your life, you need to learn to begin to grow and take steps. You need to begin to take action. You cannot just keep sitting there. Hey, hallelujah. You must now stand up and begin to take action. Like one of our fathers in the faith said something profound one day. I love it so much. He said one of the reasons why we don't make waves is because we don't make moves. Hallelujah. Jesus began to make steps. He began to take steps, began to make moves as we began to make waves. Hallelujah. I want to show you Acts chapter 19, verse 20. Acts 19, 20. He said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Listen, said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed in the land of Ephesus. Hallelujah. The word of God cannot just grow, cannot just spread. There were people who took the word of God and were spreading it. Hallelujah. There were people who took the testament. There were people who took the word. They were going from pillar to post, preaching it. That's why today we are born again. Because there were certain men who received the gospel and they kept sharing. They didn't sit down. They took steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason why your life is at the point where it is right now is because of the steps you have taken. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of God. I want to challenge you, and I want you to know that you need to turn prophecy into reality. Let me share with you this last John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. An amazing, very powerful scripture. It says, and the word was made flesh. Wow! The word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Until the word was transformed to becoming flesh, we could not behold the glory of the Father. We could not behold the glory of the Father by just words. That's that the word became. You need to get to the point in your life where the word of God, where the prophecy hanging upon your destiny can become a reality. when you will leave that dimension, you will leave that spot in where you're just in the realm of prophecy. You're just living the realm that, oh, this is just says the world. No. You stand up and say, it is time to make prophecy come to pass. Hallelujah. You get intentional about it. Bible says in Luke 2, yes, and Jesus agreed. Growth is intentional. Hallelujah. You eat to grow. Amen. You eat to grow. You study the word of God. You go for knowledge in that area of life that God has called you to. Are you in the ICT world? Are you in the fashion world? You go for adequate knowledge. And then you begin to take steps. You begin to register the courses online. You cannot travel to Canada yet. You can register online. You can go for the leadership summit. God has called you to become a leadership expert. God has called you to become a financial, a kingdom financier. You go for kingdom-based and financial knowledge. Hallelujah. This is how to turn prophecies into reality. I encourage you. I charge you by the word of the Lord that it is time to take actions. Don't sleep. Time to take action. Grow. And then in a split second, you'll see how that your prophecies will become realities. God bless you. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed, inspired, and challenged by this podcast. Share with your family and friends. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram @Parousia Extension. God bless you.